The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let us tackle a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll
sing.
Get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I don't know why Aaron just doesn't play along with the jingles. It drives me nuts. All right, we have Erica and Cody, and what's happening?
We have a lovely couple today. They are trying to determine whether they owe a debt to their friends or not. We're going to help them out.
Okay. Erica won the toss. She gets to go first. Erica?
Yay.
What's happening?
So my boyfriend and I, we had like two friends over for dinner last weekend. And they got their car like broken into, and they had like a bunch of like laptops and just like photography equipment stolen.
In front of your house?
Yeah. So they were parked like out in front of our house. Yeah. And I felt really bad because I thought, well, their stuff wouldn't have gotten stolen if they didn't come, you know, downtown, you know, to our place. So I like offered to, you know, give them some money to, you know, replace some of their items. But my boyfriend feels differently about that.
Okay. Well, let's just jump straight into his side here. Cody?
Yay.
So what's your side of this?
Well, initially, you know, when I heard about what happened, I felt bad, obviously, because they're friends of mine. They're friends of ours. But the way they came at us, I just didn't appreciate it. You know, because I have a friend, they have some photography and MacBook equipment. So I have a friend who is a photographer. So I was going to maybe try to give him a call and see maybe he has some backup equipment or a discount at some place. But I mean, the fact that Tom and Brianna think we should reimburse them for their equipment is completely ridiculous. And the way they came at us, I just didn't appreciate it. So they
came after you and said, like, you owe us?
Yeah, that we should just reimburse them for all the expensive stuff they left in their car. And they're grown adults. If their car had hit in a pothole, am I responsible for the flat tire? That doesn't make any sense either. You know, you shouldn't leave expensive stuff in your car. You know, I mean, my friends, I would help them, but it's like, I don't owe them anything. I'm not indebted to them.
I feel like you've really drawn a line in the sand by coming on a radio show and then calling them out by name. I feel like, do you want to still be friends with them, Cody? Or it sounds like this bridge is burning for you.
I mean, I think when push comes to shove, when it comes to things like, when you get into a corner where money becomes a thing, and I think people start to show their true colors. And if that's the people, that's the kind of people they are, then I don't think I could rely on them in big situations when I really need them, because then they're just going to think themselves and money first.
Have they like calmed down though? Was it in the heat of the moment where they said that, or was it kind of later?
It was, well, at first they were just shocked and they were trying to file the police report and doing all of that. But once they calmed down, they were thinking, okay, well, they were trying to logic their way backwards. And because we live in, you know, yeah, sure, if they had never come here, then I don't know, maybe theoretically it could have happened in front of their place. Either way, just because they came to visit us does not mean I'm responsible for everything that happens within my city.
Yeah. Okay, let's start to get a jury together. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Erica, do you think they have any responsibility for leaving crap in there? Like, I don't know.
Expensive stuff, it seems.
Like, yeah.
It is, like, expensive stuff. And, like, yes, you know, they are the ones that, you know, ultimately left it in their car. But I mean, we're really good friends, and I felt bad, and I would just think, you know, if the roles were reversed, you know, I think I would like for someone to do that, you know, for me. So, I wasn't, you know, advocating to pay back everything, but maybe just pitch them some money at least, because I just felt bad.
I'm torn, because, like, so my car was broken into in my driveway of, like, a decent suburb, and I immediately told my best friend, because that's what I do, just to vent and be like, man, this sucks. She ended up giving me money, like, more than what the guy stole out of my car.
Why?
Yeah.
Because she's nice.
That's a good friend. That's a good friend.
But I didn't ask for it. Right. And that's where I'm kind of torn.
You make my eye twitch.
me too. No,
that is a very nice gesture.
That is, yeah.
But if you had said...
Is she
said,
looking for more friends, maybe?
Right.
She loves you guys. She would absolutely.
So, Cody, for you, it sounds to me like you're just a personal responsibility guy. They, yep. Even though it was at your house,
no,
they left expensive stuff in their car. And
it was on a street in downtown Denver. I mean, it's not my street. They should just maybe mend and ask the mayor for that. I mean, it's thousands of dollars.
Well, guess who's on one?
All right, let's get it. You're right. And I don't know what the insurance policies are. Like, when your car was broken into, Aaron, like, insurance is not going to cover...
Oh, no, nothing. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I wonder, because I'm trying to imagine, like, if you came and visited me and my kid, like, keyed your car, well,
that's
then,
you.
Then
that's
I'd
you.
Be like, I'm so sorry. Yes. I'm directly responsible. But, I mean, it sounds like, unless, Cody, you know the people who robbed the car, way to know.
But is it the nice gesture? It's like, you wouldn't have been robbed if you didn't come see me. They would, those people, they wouldn't have been robbed.
Either, though. I mean, if they could have left their car anywhere and they left their laptops out in wherever they lived, you can't say it never would have happened.
That's true, yeah. You wouldn't have gotten robbed if you wouldn't have had all that stuff in there. Your car might have got broken into still, but you wouldn't be out the photography equipment and stuff. I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to get a jury for you guys. Hang tight. Do not move. I'm a little bit on both sides because I think what your friend did for you, Aaron, is beautiful.
Yeah.
They had no responsibility and they did it out of the kindness of their heart.
But it wasn't anything close to what was stolen out of their friend's car.
We're talking photography equipment and laptops. We're talking thousands of dollars. I don't think even Erica is saying she wants to pay the whole thing. But she wants to help. And Cody's like, no.
Well, because it sounds like they were kind of like, hey, what are you going to do? How are you going to make this right? And it's like, well,
I didn't put the laptop.
Yeah, you're not.
Did I say, make sure you bring your laptop and leave it on the streets of downtown Denver?
Right. That's.
That's not smart.
Mm-mm. No.
But it's also.
But you do want to be a good friend. But then are they being a good friend because they came to you and they're like, come on, pay up.
Asking is real weird. But or is it? It's like, you know, I didn't.
Well, I don't know. Do they do photography? Is like, are they just out their livelihood? So
that'll
make a big difference.
So Erica wants to help pay back the friends who were robbed while at a dinner party at their house, and Cody's like, don't bring your laptop, don't lose your laptop,
and don't demand money.
Yeah. I don't think that Tom and Brianna are friends with them anymore if they're listening. And if you are Tom and Brianna, we'd love to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And the mayor.
Is it Hancock still? Who's our mayor? No.
No, it's other
Johnson
guy.
Dude.
It's the, he's got the Sherpa jacket on all the
time. That's what I remember, too. Yeah. I think it is John. I don't know.
All right. If you're the mayor.
You're a man in a Sherpa jacket.
Yes. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great maid debate between Erica and Cody. They had a dinner party, and during the dinner party, one of their guests had their car robbed.
Lots of expensive stuff, some computers, some photography equipment got taken out of there, and the friends weren't happy about it.
So much so that they actually asked for some reimbursement. Erica's like, absolutely, you're our friends. And Cody's like, it's not how this works.
Right. Like, you shouldn't, you're adults. You should know how to park a car, know the risk you're taking by leaving that stuff in there. And we're probably not friends anymore. It sounds like after this.
Yeah. It seems like Cody has resigned himself to that. So Erica, Cody, we're going to get some jury members for you guys. Feel free to jump in with any of them. The first one is Claire.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, and I preface this by telling you that I am a 30-year insurance professional and can be called to court as an expert witness.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
No, nothing is covered because it's not permanently attached. They are not responsible in any way, shape, or form because it was parked in a public area. I'm assuming it was parked on the street because it was Denver because there's no parking.
Right.
So they're absolutely not responsible. And quite frankly, how stupid. Really? Let me load up my camera equipment and my computer and drive to downtown Denver and see what happens. Like, okay, that's just stupidity.
Okay, Claire, so you've given us all the legal ease. What about just...
being a good friend.
Yeah, what about that? Is there any moral...
What about, you know, we can't exclude a claim because there's no stupidity clause.
Amen, Claire. Amen. And your accent just makes everything sound so much more intelligent.
That's why we love Claire when she calls. Thank you, Claire. I mean, I just the thing is, well, let's just keep going. But I'm having a weird change of heart about it. But Catherine,
yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm totally on Cody's side, and it's it's all because of, like, the response of their friends. Like, if they didn't respond, like, all entitled and, like, you guys owe me, then I'd be on her side of, like, just offer to help out a bit.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're just kind of entitled. And I get what Cody said about probably not being friends in the future. Because if someone kind of, like, brings up money, like, in that sense, I think they're picking something that's more important than actually, like, are they going to be there for you in the long term of things? I don't know. I'm definitely on Cody's side. I don't think they responded well. It obviously wasn't Cody and his lady.
But I mean, like, let me just say this. If this happened, thank you for the call. I just want to say this. Tiak, you've been invited to my house.
Yes.
If you came to my house,
I would absolutely hire someone to break into my car and be like, slacker, pay for my equipment.
But like, Tiak has DJ equipment.
Yeah.
If someone stole his DJ equipment, that's costing him money. That's costing him income, and I forced him to come to my house to watch Princess Bride.
And I'm I needed to go to a gig afterwards. But why was your DJ equipment in your
car? I mean, that's a bad friend forcing.
No, it's not. Shut up, Cody. Princess Bride is dope.
I get it. There's a nice thing, but I don't think I would ask you for it either.
I know you wouldn't ask, but
about
like
the friendship thing.
Yeah,
it's not that I don't have empathy for them, and I will always have my friends back. And had they not approached us and demanded the whole thing be replaced, and first of all, what does that even mean? Like, do you have a receipt? Are we going to prorate it after 2 years of use? Like, what does that even mean? If you came at me like, hey, let's try to figure this out, I'm sure. Maybe we can do a GoFundMe page, and I would hit up my friends.
We can make it together.
Something like that. We come up with a solution. Yeah. But the first thing shouldn't be, hey, it's your fault. Give me $2,000, $3,000.
But it is your fault for living downtown. A little bit.
Listen, times are tough.
They weren't asking us to, like, pay back everything. Like, I just think it's, I don't know. They're really good friends of ours. So I just figured it would be, like, a nice gesture.
They're not friends of yours anymore, Erica, just so you know. Garrett?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I don't remember the names here, but I'm on the gentleman's side here. I think there's a few things for me. One is that insurance is intended for replacing things like that in those situations.
Just talked to Claire, who was in insurance, and like when this happened to Aaron, it's like the stuff, they'll fix your car, they'll fix the window maybe, but then if you left crap in your car,
that's on you. That's why like I didn't, because I don't know, maybe I forgot to lock the door. Like, he just opened the door, so nothing was broken, luckily.
My $10 million diamond got stolen. Insurance?
You know, like, who covers it is your homeowners. Like, if it's parked at my house, then you go like, hey, my stuff from inside my house. But, like, they're parked downtown. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think...
Well, maybe in defense of the friends, maybe they're like, we don't want to get insurance. We don't want your rates to go up. Like, can you just give us some money and they'll just settle it that way kind of thing? But that's...
But if it's like with Erin where she lost $60, I can settle up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You lost a MacBook?
Yeah, true.
What they should do is invite him over for dinner again.
And
then just like, here's a car camera.
Okay. That's helpful, Erin. Amy?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
You know, while I love how kind her heart is, I'm on his side.
Why?
Sorry. I feel like, for one thing, had they offered to give the money to these guys, that would have been one thing. But the fact that they demanded it was just plain rude. And the way I see it is, if these guys have gotten in a car accident or something on the way and died, would the family, you know, charge this couple or sue this couple? I think that they shouldn't have had the stuff in their car to begin with. And so they're not to blame at all.
Thank you for the call, Amy. Listen, Erica, we could just keep beating you up like a... there's literally nobody. We can't. Like, was there anybody in the city and county of Denver? Even the mayor texted in saying, "No, he didn't." But like,
he said, "Turn this dribble off."
You. I mean, where I turn the corner is how lovely Aaron's friend is.
Yeah,
and it's like if they had allowed you to be lovely, then I would be a little more on Erica's side. But where I think all of us flipped was when they were like, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to make this right?
Mm-hmm. It's your fault.
100%.
And yeah. It's, there's no coming back from that. So, Erica, you're,
we saved you some money. I'm still going to stick to what I would do, but Cody and I will have to talk.
Okay. Yeah, babe, we're going to have to talk about this.
Over dinner? Can we come over?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.